first period tonight. I know maybe not what you wanted in Providence in the first period. It seemed like just from the opening faceoff through the entire first period, just a dominating performance.
Yeah, I thought we played with pace right from the get-go, getting in on the forecheck and didn't give them a lot of time to break out. And that set the tone for the whole period. And I thought even through probably the 12-minute mark of the second period, I thought it was still there. We didn't get as many shots. And then we had a turnover. They were in our zone, had a penalty against us. Then they were in our zone, and then we had another penalty within 4 minutes' time. And that was the, you know, really the only time they actually had anything significant in the second period. And then the third period was, you know, penalties again. And, you know, we had some pretty good chances too. And obviously Dustin came up big in the third period and at the end of the second.
Can you talk about the decision to go to Karski tonight in game three?
Well, it's hard when you're playing back-to-back games, and we're fortunate that we have two excellent goaltenders. Both have been playing well, played well down the stretch. So, you know, I looked at last weekend and I was thinking about going with Dustin on Saturday, and I changed my mind. And, you know, so this time around I said, you know what, Dustin's played two games here against Providence where he's had shutouts, and not to mention the fact that he had a great month of March. He was, I think his last 14 games, he was 8-3-3 with a goals against of 1.8, and then you take it down the last six, I think he was, you know, close to one. So, you know, it wasn't a hard decision, and, you know, we're obviously excited that he was able to step in and give us that 2-1 lead.
Special teams played a big role again. Were you happy overall, especially the penalty?
Yeah, you know, the disappointment of taking too many men on the ice penalties, you can't do that, and that was the only negative about it. But I thought we made some adjustments. We did a good job with that. And then the power play coming through, we had some good looks on the power play also. I don't know how many posts we had. We had some pretty good opportunities, pucks laying the crease that we didn't get to. But I thought, you know, between the two games, we generated more scoring chances tonight than we did in the first two games.
After a game like tonight, do you change anything going into tomorrow? Or do you kind of just say, other than maybe the too many men penalty, do the same thing again tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they'll probably look at the game and maybe make some changes, but you know, we made some tweaks to a couple of things that we did, and it worked out well, and you know, we just gotta be prepared for whatever comes tomorrow.
What are some of the challenges where you have a long gap between games, like you did tonight, and then a quick turnaround tomorrow?
I think the biggest challenge is the boredom for the players. They want to play games. For the coaches, it's time to recharge the batteries, because you know, you go on the road, you play the two games, it's just kind of a whirlwind, and then you jump on, travel back 5 hours on the bus, and you know, so but this was a long stretch, Sunday to Friday. I don't even think you get that in the regular season too often, and we, you know, we gave the guys that played Sunday and Monday off and just had three good practices, and work day on Tuesday, and tapered it down Wednesday and Thursday, just making sure that we come into Friday and Saturday with high energy levels.